thrown into combat on a level no living pilot's ever seen. Not even him.
In the new movie Top Gun Maverick, now in theaters, Tom Cruise returns as Captain Pete Mitchell, better known as Maverick. It's been 36 years since he last buzzed the tower, took on Russian MiGs, and had to battle back from the tragedy that claimed the life of his best friend Goose. And Captain Mitchell has evaded promotion just as stubbornly as he has enemy aircraft. He's still just a captain, but that means he's still flying Navy fighters, even as most of his contemporaries are flying desks. The years have left a few more lines on his face, but other than that, it's almost as if no time has passed at all. Maverick is still the best, which is why he gets pressed into duty once more to train a new group of flyboys and one fly girl for a mission that will push all of them to their limits.
Let me be perfectly blunt. You are not my first choice. You are here at the request of Admiral Kazansky, a.k.a. Iceman. He seems to think that you have something left to offer the Navy. What that is, I can't imagine.
One of those pilots is Bradley Rooster Bradshaw. It's Goose's son, and Maverick's mission to connect with him is almost as difficult as the one that they're flying together. Meanwhile, Maverick also reconnects with an old flame named Penny, who runs a local bar. As the Mach speed stakes mount, there's no shortage of aerial acrobatics and fiery explosions, too. Heroism and bravery soar here. Along the way, a fair number of profanities fly, too, while a suggested love scene is actually quite a bit more discreet than the sultry one in the original. So we're giving Top Gun Maverick a 3 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.